Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There is a month for almost everything these days. I was celebrating Autism Awareness Month in April, signing and giving away copies of my autism children's books to some families. And Andre Creighton, an accountant who hosts the Financially Fit podcast, said, you know, April is also Financial Literacy Month. And I was like, well, no, I did not. And so I love these, just emphasis months, so that we can highlight things that are important to different communities. And it really gives us an opportunity to have a reset and to kind of take a look at our own lives and be very introspective and see where we fall short. When he told me that it was Financial Literacy Month, I took a look at my autistic kids and thought it's time for me to start teaching them about savings in April. During Autism Awareness Month. And so from then on, Brandon and Cameron, my children have a podcast on my network where they encourage other kids who have autism. And it's actually, don't tell them this because then they're going to want to get paid, but it is actually the most popular podcast on my network. I'm whispering because I think somehow they may hear it, but it routinely gets 100,000 downloads. It's called Simply Autistic Siblings Podcast, and kids with autism love their show, and they are friends for life after listening. And so when I give them a few little dollars for doing the podcast, nothing like the other podcasters are making, but they take that and they save it, and I walk them into the bank and they give the lady their deposit slip and they look her in the eye and they say thank you and they get their receipt and they ask for a balance. And I wouldn't have ever done that had I not been told that April is Financial Literacy Month. Well, don't you know that July is BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month? I found that out because I saw my friend Lambert Fisher on Channel 4 sitting there with AJ and Heather talking about the importance of BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month and how he is working so hard as a licensed marriage and family therapist to destigmatize seeking professional help for people of color. And so I was like, okay, I get jealous when I see my friends on other people's shows, so that he got to come on my show. And he is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being with us this Saturday, Lambers.
My pleasure, Shiloh. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month, what is that all about?
So BIPOC, for anybody who's not familiar with using acronyms, is Black and Indigenous People of Color. And it's just an opportunity to highlight, like you said, of the many opportunities that everyone has, the opportunity to improve and strengthen their mental health. It's an opportunity to focus on the particular experiences, the particular struggles and opportunities for growth for people in the BIPOC community. And it's partially a good idea for everybody, but it's also an acknowledgement that there's stigma sometimes associated with working on your mental health. health in the Black community that is often not addressed. It's one of those things where, you know, people feel like, well, I shouldn't need that, or you shouldn't need that. If you need help doing that, then something must be wrong with you already. But I always liken it to physical health. Nobody judges someone else. It's like, you're at the gym. You need to go to the gym to work on your physical health. Well, if you were really healthy, you wouldn't need all of that. It's like, well, no, you can do some things at home, obviously, but sometimes you need some extra equipment. You need some extra resources. Sometimes you can do it on your own, even at the gym. And then for other particular needs, you may need a personal trainer to help you go a little bit further than what you can do on your own. They all count. They all work hand in hand. So, yes, there are things that we can do on our own. There's some things you can do with some family and friends. And sometimes you could use a personal trainer, like a therapist like myself. Not because something's particularly wrong, but because you can get some extra skills, some extra techniques, some extra strategies to help you work through some extra difficult life circumstances. And if we all really admit it, we all have a lot of extra difficult life circumstances that we're managing in our own different ways. And sometimes you can get help. That'd be great. But even if just acknowledging the legitimacy of the feelings, the struggles, that's a lot of times more than what people are getting on their own.
Okay, so we got to back the train all the way up, because to say you need help is a sign of weakness, especially in the Black community. You know, I've heard it before. Dr. King didn't need a therapist. Rosa Parks had a whole movement, and she didn't go to a therapist. So why are you over here crying just because your husband left? Suck it up, buttercup. You're going to be all right. I remember calling my grandmother one time, and I felt the weight of being a new mom in a new city with no familiar support. And she was like, girl, listen, you over there with a laundry room and a van with a DVD player in it. Your husband comes home from work and helps you. You're going to be just fine. You don't even have to go to work. You got a car. You're not on the bus. And you know, and as much as I'm sure that she was trying to encourage that, had somebody said, hey, Shaletta, you might want to, you know, go talk to somebody there. You know, you might need to see a therapist. That just is not the first response that we get, especially when we call on our elders, who see this as calling for help as a sign of weakness.
Absolutely. A lot of times there's situations where if you had to endure without a lot, if there was opportunities to get that and those opportunities were withheld, or there was barriers put in front of you and you couldn't do it, which historically there have been many times over, then not only are you happy and you take pride in the fact that you were able to endure, but you take pride in the fact that you say, you know what, I didn't need that stuff anyway. And for generations, that almost had to be the case, and you had a certain sense of pride. And so we kept that sense going to say the fact that you have to do more with less, you have to be twice as good to get half as much, those type of sentiments that are real in a lot of different ways, that can be pride in not having it and not needing it. However, if you have, I don't know, power steering in your car and you get into a car that doesn't, you're going to miss it. If you have to roll down your windows by swirling your hands in the car as opposed to automatic ones, you're going to miss it. If I take your cell phone, can you exist without it? Sure. If I take your car altogether and you have to walk, can you exist without it? Sure. But would it be a little bit easier if you had it? Can we make the most of the opportunity to say, if you were alone and had to survive, you'd be fine, but if there are resources available for you, can I make it a little bit easier? Can I take a little bit of a burden away from you that can help you be a little bit better as a partner, as a parent, as an employee, as a friend? Can you help someone by helping yourself, by being a better you, so you can be a better you for somebody else as well? There's a lot of different things that we can do and we can survive, but we don't have to fight every battle anymore. And we can do a lot by supporting each other.
All right. Now, Lambert, I'm going to keep you here after the commercial break, because my phone is blowing up. People want to get in touch with you. They want to know how they can reach out to you. You have also a best-selling book that I want to make sure to tell people about. It is BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month. Some of you have mixed families. You are white. Your children are Black. Your grandchildren are Black. Their lived experiences and some of the things that they have to go through are not some of the same things that you had to go through. How can you support their mental health as they go along this journey that we call life? Lambert is going to tell us about that when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities.
It is 1:18. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am in my home studio in Cottage Grove. Lindsey Brown is at the historic WCCO Radio Center. She is making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline as a very capable producer of this show. And Al Shock is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on weather and information going on in our community. And what's happening in our community now is BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month. Every July, we shine the light and commemorate this. And helping me understand it now is Lambers Fisher, host of the Diversity Dude podcast, licensed mental health and marriage and family therapist. He is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Lambers, before we go any further, so people can stop texting me while I'm trying to do my show. Where can folks find you? How can they get you out to their school or their corporation to do a training?
Well, I can be easily found by my name, LambersFisher.com. There's not a lot of us out there, so it should be easy to find me. And I'd be happy to connect with schools. I do corporate. I do nonprofit with the intentional effort to help people learn how to help meet the mental health needs, the culturally diverse needs of those around them. You don't have to share the exact cultural life experiences or even the mental health struggles of the people you work with, the people you serve, to learn how to come alongside them and help create safe environments for them to be their cultural selves and also to be their perfect, imperfect, working on themselves, a mental health self. So if you reach out to me at lambertsfisher.com, you can find me there. And specifically on this topic of BIPOC Mental Health Month, you can reach me at christianheartcounseling.com, which is my home, my counseling home, where me and my team of counselors who I work alongside of and some who I train are available to intentionally work to create culturally safe therapeutic environments. Because a lot of times people are not willing to go to counseling because they don't feel like their counselor can understand them. We come from different cultural backgrounds, maybe racial, ethnic backgrounds, maybe gender backgrounds, age backgrounds. We're a little bit too different. I don't think you can understand me. And one of the things I do in my professional trainings for other colleagues and other organizations is to help professionals learn how to say, we're not different. Not only say, but do. We may be different in certain ways, but I know enough to come alongside you and help meet you where you're at. Not to make you like me or to judge you for being different, but how can I help you live your healthiest life in your environment, no matter how many similarities or differences we have? And so we try to create a safe environment to do so. And a lot of times people don't realize how easy it is to do, whether it's private pay and you can do something because you saved up some money, or a lot of times people don't even realize that you can use your health insurance that can cover mental health counseling. It's like, oh, this is not just for my annual physician, my annual checkup or something significant. It's like, yeah, a lot of times your health coverage can assist you in getting a mental health professional as well. And just to make sure we can even do that, to give people a chance to try it out, at Christian Heart Counseling, we're offering scholarships to get things started. First 5 sessions for free, just so you can see it for yourself. And if you don't like it, that's fine. You can stop. But if you like it, you can continue. And we can even help further, so we can remove as many barriers as possible so people realize that they can get a little bit more additional help, learn a few skills, then go back and take it to your family and help your children, help your loved ones, help your family and friends, all create that environment that helps you out, because everybody's healthy around you.
Now, Lambers, I was at the Star Tribune back when I was working there, and you did a Juneteenth workshop. And one of the things that you do in your workshops is at the end, you always say, listen, I'm going to allow you to ask any question you want. This is a judgment-free zone. You know, I'm not sure exactly how you phrased it, but the way you were able to allow the room to open up, and with DEI and diversity, equity, and inclusion being such a high button topic, I didn't think anybody was going to ask anything. But I mean, really, like, you went over time because people had so many questions, and they drug you outside and they had more questions. And just the way that people were seeking you out to get that expert information, to get the information they needed to connect more with their coworkers. It was just amazing to see. So when you do those workshops, whether it is in a corporate setting, at a school, you know, you do the training so that people can get their additional credit so they can stay licensed for, you know, one particular skill set or another. This is part of kind of how you end your sessions. Talk to me about that, because I thought that was so unique. I'd never seen anything like that.
I find that people learn differently in different types of ways, the learning styles. And I personally can only take so much lecturing, so much. Thank you for sharing some good information. Even if it's the best information, you take it, you filter some out, and maybe you hold on to it. But it's even more engaging when you get a chance to ask that question you've been sitting on, ask that question you've been holding on to because you were worried that either the presenter was going to get mad at you for asking it, or the people around you might look differently at you if you do it. And when you can create that safe place, I just shared some information, but then what question did you want to ask? I guarantee you it's a judgment-free zone. I cannot be offended because I assume that every question is coming from a genuine desire to understand. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it for, been a therapist for about 20 years, been training for about 10, and have been trained over 20,000 people so far. And I've been pleasantly surprised to see how many people take advantage of that opportunity and say, I've been longing to ask this question because I genuinely want to make progress, not as a specimen for that weird group. Can you understand what's wrong with them? But I want to have healthier interactions, but I'm afraid of offending people. I'm afraid that I'm going to be seen in a certain way and I'm going to unintentionally make people mad. But when you can provide that direction, when you can provide that clarity, then not only do they actually take it and they use it, but then the people around them are pleasantly surprised because they didn't think they could have that kind of relationship, where the whole organization can say, oh, this can be a safe place, and we don't have to walk on eggshells. We don't have to be offended or worry about offending other people. We can do that when you can drop those barriers, then it changes everything. So it's not just it's sharing information, but it's creating an environment where the talk can continue long after I leave, because I've set that tone for it's safe to ask, it's safe to answer, because I've shown them how to do so in a healthy way. And it's a great opportunity. We can have more healthier interactions in families, in organizations, and even in the community.
Okay, now you have to tell me this, Lambers. Where can people find you if they want you to come and speak at their events, if they want you to come and do a training or a workshop of some kind? How can they get you booked?
Like I said, at my website, lambersfisher.com, you can find information about my trainings. You can find my information about my book, Diversity in Clinical Practice. It may sound like it's a therapy book, but I wrote it in such plain, practical English. People have used it for education fields, healthcare fields, nonprofits. Anybody wanting to understand how to reduce offenses and strengthen cross-cultural relationships, they can find my book at my website. They can find my training at my website. And if you're looking for therapy, again, ChristianHeartCounseling.com here locally in Minnesota as well. Me, if I'm not available, many of my teammates, my other colleagues can as well. And be sure to check out our scholarships as well to reduce any excuse, any barrier to say, hey, let me try that out to see if it can be helpful for me.
All right. Now, Lambers, one of the things that we talked about before the break, it is BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month. And in Minnesota, you know, we're one of the leading countries one of the leading states in the country for mixed race marriages. And so the mama might be white or the dad might be white and the other parent is black or Hmong or indigenous or Hispanic or Asian. And so the lived experience of the parent is very different than what the child is going through. And so, you know, as we make sure that people know about BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month, especially my grandparents out there who have mixed race granddaughters and grandsons, we want to make sure that these children have access to a therapist who looks like them, which would be someone like you, Lambers. How can they support their grandchildren and their children who have a different lived experience than they've ever had and can't necessarily identify with somebody touching their hair or the microaggression that black boys face or, you know, black girls, young black girls being called out for their lips being thick or their butt being big and having to deal with that mentally in middle school?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's more common than we may think. In part, it starts with the conversation starts with we're from a different cultural ethnic background. And that's often a big thing as it relates to how we interact in the homes as well as outside of the homes. But when you remind ourselves that there's many ways that you can have cultural differences and say, hey, you're a woman, I'm a man, you're older, I'm younger. You're from the South. My mommy's from the South. Daddy's from the East Coast and things like that. We always have opportunities to avoid judgment and say, you are doing things the weird way. Why that experience isn't real. That feeling, you're feeling too much, you're not feeling enough. And so if we remind ourselves we have a lot of opportunities to practice that, then when it comes to these experiences, it doesn't have to feel so foreign, it feels so out of place. And we can take one of the most key factors is take an interested look, take an open perspective. Help me understand your experiences is the feeling I want you to get from me, not why are you feeling those things? You shouldn't. You're inconveniencing me by sharing these experiences, and that just makes them share less. And it prevents healthy connection. It prevents the relationship from growing. But if we can create an environment to say, hey, it may not be what I'm used to, but I care so much about you that I want to know how you feel. I want to know what you're worried about. I want to know what people said to you at school, at work. Share with me those feelings. If I can't solve them, I can just sit with you in them and validate that your feelings are real. If you start there, then whatever comes out after that is what is built on a healthy relationship. You can just wrestle with it together, cry together, be mad together, say, I'm sorry that happened. Not I'm sorry because it's my fault, but I'm sorry that you had to experience that. And what can I do to help support you? If we start there, then everything else builds and a relationship can grow. You don't have to be an expert, but you also don't have to be afraid either, because your genuine care will come out more so than anything else.
All right. One more time for the good time. How can folks find you, Lambers?
As far as trainings are concerned, lambersfisher.com is where you can find me. As far as finding a therapist of your own, potentially, one of my teammates can help you at christianheartcounseling.com. We'll help out as many who can call.
All right. And make sure you guys, all you podcast listeners, The Diversity Dude with Lambers Fisher is his weekly podcast. You can find it on YouTube, Apple, or Spotify. It's an embarrassment of riches if you are not listening to it, because each and every week he is giving us information that we should be paying big money for. And I'm telling you, it is a great podcast. If you are walking out and about at any one of the festivals that are going on today and you're listening in your earbuds, you will not be disappointed if you download and subscribe to the Diversity Dude podcast with Lambers Fisher. Thank you for being on the show, Lambers.
My pleasure, Shaletta. Have a great day.
All right. And let me tell y'all something. If you are looking to pick up a little extra cash, your month is longer than your money. It's organization in town is hiring. It is a great place to work, a place you have already visited. They've got 3,000 job openings. You can have one of them. We'll tell you where and how up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you are looking for a second job, a part-time job, your teenager is taking up too much time on the couch and need a little purpose in their lives, I have the perfect place for them to go. A place they're going to go anyway, to the Minnesota State Fair. They are looking to fill hundreds of vacant openings. And they have a job fair coming up. And I am so excited that Maria Hayden is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Baker hotline from the Minnesota State Fair. Maria, thank you so much. You guys come on the show annually so that I can help you spread the word about the job fair. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, we appreciate you having me on again. It's always great to talk to you, Shaletta.
I'm telling you, so Maria, I just bought this new purse. I don't know if you've seen it. The purse is going viral. Okay. There's a local woman. Her name is Adriana Willis. And so she makes like purses and hats and shirts and stuff to try to help women be more mindful about everything that we do. And so the purse says, "This bag carries boundaries." And it is a cute little leather purse there in like green and red and black. And so I bought the red one and I've been wearing it around so that when my nieces and nephews say, "Auntie, can I borrow some money?" I say, "No, this purse carries boundaries. What you can do is go to the job fair that the Minnesota State Fair is having next week, and then you can have your own money because my bag has boundaries." So my bag is actually an advertisement for the job fair that's coming up next week.
I love that, and we appreciate that so much. Yeah, the job fair will be this Wednesday, the 23rd, from 4 to 7 p.m. So it'll be a great opportunity if people are curious about working at the fair to just come on out and do a streamlined hiring process and see what positions we have to offer.
Okay, now where is this going to take place? Is it actually at the fairgrounds?
It sure is. It is at the North End Event Center. So that's on our north part of our fairgrounds, right off of Hoyt Avenue. So you can go ahead and go to our website. If you check out our employment page, there's a whole map on how to get there if you're not familiar with, driving on the fairgrounds during non-fair time, as many people aren't. So we've got some good tips on how to get you there.
Okay, now what positions do you have open? Because I want to make sure that when people know, and this was something that I had to learn too. This is not the Sweet Martha's cookies job. You're not gonna go there
Yep.
and eat all the cookies. 'Cause I was like, "Oh, I could go work for the fair, go to the job fair. I could work for Sweet Martha's cookies. Maybe I could get either some free cookies or a discount." But this is not the Sweet Martha's cookies. Standing at the counter drinking milk and eating all the hot cookies. Talk to us about what positions are open.
So at our state fair job fair, we're hiring for state fair departments. So like you said, usually not vendor jobs like the cookies or anything like that. The jobs that we have available are a really great range depending on what kind of role you're interested in. So we've got, more person-to-person roles like gate ticket sales and ticket scanners if you want to, be that friendly face that people see right when they're excited and getting into the fair. We've also got some jobs that you can work a little bit more independently if maybe, socializing every day on the clock is not your thing. So we've got parking attendants, park and ride lot attendants, and then we've also got some sanitation roles if you kind of just want to have a task and get your thing done. We've got something for everyone. So it's a really great opportunity to make a lot of money in a short period of time. I know a lot of people who come and work the fair and they maybe use their paycheck as their paycheck for projects or their paycheck for vacations, or it's just nice to have a little bit of extra money on the side and do it in 12 days.
And be at a place that you love to go to anyway. I mean, we are all excited about the state fair every year. Folks look forward to it. We plan our vacations around it. Relatives fly in. And so to be able to actually help put on this one of a kind event, and just the pride of being a part of this historic institution, it is amazing. And one of the things that I like, Maria, is that I have a lot of autism moms and dads who listen to this show, who look to me for news and information about any number of things. And we have every year in October an autism job fair for teens and adults. And I love the fact that you have these positions available where some of them are not front facing, and some of our teens and adults with autism who are either unemployed or underemployed can do those jobs that don't require them to engage with other people, just to do their task, clock in, take care of that, clock on out, and come on home. It is perfect for those people who are on the spectrum, and I want to make sure that my autism moms and dads and grandparents and therapists out there know that this is an opportunity for those teens and adults who are unemployed or underemployed for the summer to get out there, get to that job fair. They've been to my job fairs enough where they understand how to engage and how to meet with people and how to present their resumes. And now's the time to take that practice and put it into action.
Absolutely. And our job fair is a fantastic place if you want to just go and get it, most of it done in one night. You're able to get screened for a position, so figure out really what is the best fit for you, and then also interview with that position on site if they're holding interviews for that department that day, and fill out a bunch of paperwork. So it's a great way to kind of streamline that whole job process, which sometimes can stretch out a little bit longer, into one evening, so you can be ready for the fair to start and have a position available.
Okay, now tell us again when it is, where it is, and where we can get more information.
Yes, so it is this Wednesday, July 23rd, from 4 to 7 p.m. It will be at the North End Event Center on the fairgrounds. And if you need more information, you can go to our website, mnstatefair.org, and then go to our Get Involved tab and Employment. That'll have all the information about the job fair. And if you're not able to make it to the job fair this Wednesday, information about how to get a job during the rest of the summer.
I was just about to ask you that. Will you have a virtual option during that particular time that will be staffed and manned by someone from the Minnesota State Fair? Or if they can't come in person, they just kind of have to go through the regular online application process?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we don't have a virtual opportunity for the job fair, but we do have our employment center open various hours throughout the month of August, all the way usually up until the week of the fair. So if you're not able to make it Wednesday, just go ahead and look at those employment center hours, and you can go in and get screened for a position and talk to someone face to face there as well.
Okay, give me that website, because I don't think we gave that to people.
mnstatefair.org.
Okay, now we got that out of the way. Now you got to give me some. You got to give me some secrets about the fair that nobody knows. What's going to be the newest? Yes. What's going to be the newest, most popular food item this year that nobody is talking about yet? What's going to be our newest pickle pizza or our newest Peachy's donut this year that everybody's going to love that nobody's even talking about yet?
You know, Shaletta, I wish I had a crystal ball and could tell you the answer to that, but sometimes even I don't know, like, what people are going to get hooked on. Like, those Peachy's donuts, I had no idea that that would kind of all blow up and that we would love them all so much, but I'm so happy we do. We've got a lot of actually really fun new food vendors this year, but one I am particularly most excited about is Lumpia City. They are a fusion lumpia company, so they do fun flavors on traditional Filipino egg rolls. They've got some savory, some sweet options. I myself am Filipino, so I'm so excited to be able to see their representation at the fair this year, and I think that's something that people should check out for sure.
And, you know, every year the fair gets better and better. As soon as I think that, you know, it can't get any better, it does. I was so grateful that you had the sensory time this past year where our kids could come in and the lights were a little bit dimmed on the rides and the noise was a little bit more muted and it wasn't as much foot traffic. And, you know, I could definitely see the difference in my children. They had more fun. They were more engaged. The fear of clinging on to me with the large crowds wasn't there. I think they enjoyed it in a different way. Are we going to be having that again this year?
We do. We have our sensory friendly morning coming back to the Mighty Midway and Kidway. And we've also got a lot of other really great resources for sensory friendly visits to the fair. We've got another plug for the website, an entire accessibility guide online on our website that have really great tips for preparing a visit to the fair, whether you're looking for sensory spaces or sensory friendly mornings, or you want just a guide to know what to expect before you take your kids to the fair. So I definitely think that people should check that out as well if they're looking for resources.
Well, I can't thank you enough for not only doing this job fair, but giving me an opportunity to keep my own money in my pocket so that I can send my play nieces and nephews who love to hit up Auntie right over there to the Minnesota State Fair. This bag has boundaries, so bounce yourself on over to the Minnesota State Fair on Wednesday evening and get your butt an application and go through the process to find you a part-time job at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Now, when will folks start actually working?
So most of these positions are fair time positions, which is really fun. You get to start day one of the fair and then work through Labor Day. So it's a great opportunity if you're just looking for something to do for 12 days. We've got plenty of retirees or people who it's their first time job who come and join us for this short period of time. So we hope people will want to come and spend a couple weeks with us at the Great Minnesota Get Together.
Okay, before you go, I'm getting text messages. Girl, people just love this show because we talk and there's no script. I don't send you questions. You don't send me answers. Mm-hmm. We're just talking like girlfriends. So they think that we're just talking and they in the conversation too. So they're texting me in real time. And so some of the moms who come to my autism job fairs with their teens want to know, what's the age limit? Because I've got some 15 and 16 and 17 year old kids. Their mom's texting me right now and want to know, do you have to be 18? Do you have to be 19? What's going on with that?
Absolutely. So our positions start at 16 years of age and older.
Okay.
There are some roles that are 18 plus, but if you go on over to the job fair, they'll be able to screen you and see if there's a job available for that 16 and 17 year old age range as well.
All right. Sounds good. Maria, thank you so much. Hopefully you'll see all my nieces and nephews on Wednesday because that's where I'm sending them so they can stay out of my pocket. This bag has boundaries. You have an amazing weekend. We appreciate you being here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Shaletta. We appreciate you having me on again.
All right, thank you. And y'all stick around. I got to tell y'all why I sound a little bit different than I normally do. Breaking that news to Lindsay and to the listeners when we come back. It is 1:53. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My kids were listening. They were headed to the movie theater with their dad. It's Sean's weekend, so that's why the studio's so quiet. You don't hear water running and kids kind of rustling in the background. They're headed to Invergrove Heights, AMC 75, however many theaters they have in there. I'm at home by myself and the kids are trying to figure out when I'm coming on the radio. Mom, when are you going to be on the air? I said, well, I'm on the air right now. No, you're not. There's a white guy. Sounds real raspy and husky. When is he going to let you talk? I said, baby, that's me. What's going on with your voice, Mom? And I know you were wondering the same, Lindsay, right?
Yeah, you just sounded a little bit different, and we did some technology fixings before the show, but still, the horn isn't tooting the same way it usually does. What's going on?
Girl, so yes, I noticed too that my throat, my voice was a little bit deeper than it normally is. I went down an octave or two, and then I woke up one morning and it felt like something was stuck in my throat. And I was like, okay, this is not good. This thing has gone from bad to worse. So I went over to Midwest ENT and I saw a nurse practitioner, and they put a scope in my nose down to my throat. And I was afraid at first. And then I thought, you know what? I had natural childbirth. I think I could take a scope through my nose. And so they put the scope in the nose and it went down into my throat and it took a little video. And then she showed me where my throat is not closing all the way as I talk. It's not operating efficiently. And so they're trying to figure out what's causing this. Why is this happening? You know, they said it could be reflux or any number of things. So they gave me some type of spray to put in my nose. And then they also gave me some medication. So I've got to go over to the Walgreens in Cottage Grove, talk to my favorite pharmacist, Lindsay, and find out, if the prescription is ready so that I can start taking it right away, because I want to make sure I get better. Even as I talk, and I'm talking for a living, it feels like something's caught in my throat, and I don't like that.
Yeah, that sounds really uncomfortable, especially I just got to think there's a lot of swallowing, there's a lot of clearing of your throat, and it's just then you become a little bit more present than you'd probably like to be, not just among other people, but probably with yourself.
Yes. And the thing too is that I don't want to be worried about that. I want to be thinking about my guests. I want to be present for the listener. I want to make sure we have engaging conversations on air and be supportive of you as you do what it is that you do. And so, I don't want to be thinking about something stuck in my throat and I'm sitting here with cough drops and water and hot tea, coming up and, making sure I stay hydrated, which is, a good thing anyway. But, it's just a distraction. It's something to take my focus off of what I'm supposed to be doing, which is making sure that we provide the best quality show for our listeners, whether people are listening online or whether people are streaming, however they're getting that information, that, you know, we go ahead and get that to them. And so I just hate that I have to deal with that. But hopefully this new medication that I'm going to be taking is going to help me with that. So I thank everybody for their patience, as we continue to, and it's the thing, girl, I'm getting old. Like, we got old people problems. Like, stuff get to ticking and moving, and I would stop walking, but other stuff is still on my body jiggling. And so, that's just some old lady issues that I've been dealing with as a as I get into the 50s. It's like, somebody told me the other day, when you turn 50, your check engine light comes on. So we're going to have to take this thing to the repair shop, girl, to make sure we get that check engine light off, which is why I'm running. I'm drinking my water. I'm minding my business. I'm staying hydrated and melanated. And I want the same for y'all, too. Okay, we got another hour of the Shaletta Show. My favorite thing in the whole wide world to do is coming up. That is Talk to My Friend Steve Thompson. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.